So what do you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls, balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Good morning, my name is Chris Gale. Thanks for joining us. Last night, Penrith 10 went down to the Warriors 30 at Panthers Stadium. More sadness up there at the west of Sydney. Brisbane Broncos 15 defeated the high-flying Roosters 10 at Suncorp Stadium.
I think you could call that an upset, Chris Gale.
Yes, I think it was an upset. Now, Andrew Rose, it is the federal election. I assume later on today you'll be handing out how-to-vote cards?
I won't be handing out how-to-vote cards, but I will be handing out some more double passes to see the Swans v Collingwood next Friday night. Shout out to Stephen from Engadine, who won the double pass in the first hour. But listen up for this hour. We've got more to give away.
Congratulations, Stephen. It will be a blockbuster. Now, speaking of blockbusters, Sydney FC take on Perth Glory tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Optus Stadium for all the marbles. And we get to interview Sydney FC attacking midfielder Danny De Silva this hour.
Very exciting. This is a huge grand final. My whole family will be watching. Can't wait.
Now, the Saturday Triple M NRL show is coming to you live from Bankstown Sports Club. The Dream Team. And we're going to speak to Chief Dreamer, Wendell Saylor, about who's on the show. I think Anthony Seibold from the Brisbane Broncos is on, and I think he'll be a little happier than Ivan Cleary.
Yes, RLPA CEO Ian Pendergrass as well. Ryan Girdler breaks down what's wrong with the Panthers. It's going to be a hot show.
And there are five more games left in round 11 of the NRL. And for Paddy's Markets, we're going to take you round the grounds. We are the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
This show is definitely on the weekend. Whether these guys are legends may be debatable. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
We're the Weekend Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. We're for all the Weekend Warriors playing sport, and we're all for the full-time fans.
Yeah, shout out to everyone on their way to sport or standing. If you're on your phone standing in a line to vote, shout out to you as well. I hope it doesn't take you 3 hours to get to the booth.
Yes, that would be a little bit disappointing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Now, there's so much footy left in this round, Chris. So much footy for this weekend.
So we're going to preview it by going round the grounds for Paddy's Markets, nice. Rose. Today at 3 p.m, Triple M covering this game, the Gold Coast Titans take on your Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Cbus Super Stadium. Now, back for Canterbury are Harawira Naira and your mate, Reece Martin.
Oh, I mean, what were they thinking, taking him out of the team for a week? I have a mate who loves betting on sport but doesn't know anything about sport. And he contacted me this morning going, who's going to win, Dogs or Titans? And I told him not to bet on the game because this is such an unpredictable one for me. Titans could have that good home win, but the Dogs with Reece back and Corey, it could be a win for the Dogs as well. So I'm tough to call this one.
I trust you told him to gamble responsibly.
Of course.
AJ Brimson moves back to fullback because good guy Michael Gordon is out and Shannon Boyd, the big bopper, is out.
Good guy.
During the week, Coach Carth Brennan described the team, the Titans, as being dumb, but then clarified in moments. He also called them mentally soft, I'm assuming in moments.
Yeah, sure.
5:30 p.m. at 1300 Smiles Stadium, the North Queensland Cowboys take on the Parramatta Reels. Now, 70% of the punters on the Triple M tipping comp thought Gold Coast were going to win. Mm. This one they think is even tighter, Rose. Only 56% like the Cowboys. Where do you lean?
Oh, look, I mean, the Cowboys are always, I mean, you always favour the Cowboys at home. I mean, this is why we have the expert comments after midday with the Saturday Triple M NRL
team. Exactly.
Because they have a smarter idea of what's going to happen here. I've backed the Cowboys because I feel the Eels are looking a little shaky, but I mean, you never know.
Well, after the disaster for the Eels last week when they got blistered, executed by the Storm, King Gutho and Brad Arthur have both re-signed.
Yeah.
Mitchell Moses to go, so they're hopefully looking a little bit more stable. Coach Paul Green for the Cowboys says we need to commit less errors. That's why he's an NRL coach.
Yeah, he's a genius. That's a really smart
tremendous
point. Yeah, great.
7:35 p.m. and what many are picking as the game of the round, the Canberra Raiders take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs down at GIO Stadium.
Yep.
Now, John Bateman, Joey Leilua with that awful back operation he's had to endure.
That's sad.
Joe Tarponet, Jordan Rapana all out for the Raiders. So 75% of the Triple M tipsters say Souths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. South should run over this Canberra team. Canberra shine in their defense, so hopefully they can hold off a barrage of the Rabbits, but the Rabbits are flying high right now.
Sticky Stewart has won one of his last 13 games against Wayne Bennett.
He's totally going to kick a chair today. He's totally doing it. That's what you put your money on, Sticky to kick a chair.
I love how Wayne was asked about the victory at the Cowboys at Magic Round. What did you think? And he goes, I don't know. I've got to sleep on it. I'll dream. I'll let you know.
Yeah, cool.
Tomorrow, 2 p.m., the St. George Illawarra Dragons take the game to the bush. Glen Willow Oval Mudgee, where we've seen City Country. Absolutely picturesque. That's wine great country.
Yeah, lovely.
Taking on the Newcastle Knights, 67% of the tipsters are going the Dragons. I think they're right.
Oh, yeah, nice glass of rosé and watch the Dragons smash the Knights. I think that sounds like a nice Sunday.
And then Triple M at 4pm tomorrow, or 4:05pm if you want to be very strict, sure. Are calling the Sharks versus Manly down at PointsBet Stadium. It's always called the Battle of the Beaches.
Yep.
It wasn't until I saw the movie Puberty Blues that I realised that down at Cronulla, it's actually one beach.
Yeah.
And they just chopped them up, you know, Cronulla, North Cronulla, sure. Wander.
Whatever it is. I mean, there's so much more weight to this game now with the news that we've already talked about on the show today about the potential of the Penn family selling Manly. It adds so much more weight to this game, I think. There's going to be some nervous Manly fans watching this game.
Dylan Walker, who was exonerated last week, returns for the Seagulls, matches up against Josh Morris, who's a smoky for the Origin team.
Oh, mate, Josh always comes good right before Origin. It's miraculous. Every year, Josh Morris starts playing out of his shoes right before Origin.
And Manly have won 15 of their last 18 game against the Sharks.
Wow. Interesting. Well, hopefully some good news for Manly fans, but I'm going to tell you, if they lose today after the news they've had, it could be a rough trot for them.
So that's Round the Grounds for Paddy's Markets. They celebrate the start of all your football weekends by a barbecue rose, including this weekend you can actually get, yes, your Democracy sausages.
Yeah, oh, I love Democracy sausages. And if you ever want a Joy Division t-shirt, no better place to go than Paddy's Markets, I'm telling you.
Visit Paddy's Markets for all your fresh food, paddysmarkets.com.au. Coming up next, we talk to Wendell Saylor out at Bankstown RSL about what will he do with Manly.
Del!
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Not sure if it's the show you'd give 10 out of 10, but these guys do high-five each other a lot.
So high-fives!
Triple M's Weekend Legends.
I tell you, if I was looking for the Holy Grail and I was an NRL recruitment manager, I think I'd call that grail Latrell Mitchell Rose.
You chose wisely.
You're on the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Now, we're speaking to Wendell Saylor out at Bankstown RSL soon. You think where is he right now?
I think he's caught at the buffet. Del, if you could hear me, that bucket of potatoes are for everyone, right? So slow down. No, but we get him soon. Once he gets out of the buffet, we'll talk to Del.
So what might have been lost in this week of high drama around the Jack DeBellin case is that the NRL has brought down their decision about the salary cap implications of the retirement of Greg Inglis.
Yes.
Which might have been why I was mentioning Latrell Mitchell a little bit earlier.
Oh, I see. Look, can I just say that before we get into this theory, I know this is a weekend of theories for rugby fans. With Manly potentially being sold, this is another huge one here. So buckle up, rugby league fans.
Okay, essentially, they're getting a lot of dispensation because Greg is unable to participate in the game going forward.
Okay.
In the current season, they get $300,000 allowance under the cap.
Okay.
There was talk of recruiting James Roberts. You're probably getting for about $150,000 right at the moment.
You can throw in a Boyd for free.
But next year is the big one.
Yeah.
Potentially $1 million to go out and recruit a marquee player.
That is a huge amount of money to recruit a marquee player in that kind of position. Rabbits are in a good spot here, even though their icon GI has retired.
So how it will work is in October, the NRL will assess the value of the job that GI is now doing for the Rabbits. That's okay. Across corporate work, community and coaching, mm-hmm. And they'll strike a market value. For argument's sake, say $200,000.
Okay, right? I'd do it for that. Yeah,
yeah, sure. If GI is getting paid above the market value, the amount above, if it was, say, 300, so 100,000 above the value, that will come off the cap and they'd only have 900,000 to
okay.
spend.
Okay, so if they want to pay him a bit more, it's got to come off the cap. But yep. If they don't, they get a cool $1 million to spend.
So who would you buy?
Wow, you need a centre. Okay, you need a talented centre that you can build up for a long amount of time at the club, and you also would love to replace GI with another Indigenous icon to carry the team. There's only one name. It's the 21-year-old Latrell Mitchell, right?
Yeah, I believe his father was a huge South fan. I think he's got a lot of ties to the community.
Ooh.
It's a huge move.
That's huge.
The general feeling is it won't happen.
Why?
Because I think the Roosters have done the right thing by Latrell, and Nick Politis generally gets his man.
Okay, but how much is Latrell paid this year for the Roosters? What estimate?
I was only looking at his bank account yesterday. And look, I think it's probably in the region of the 400 to 500 mark, something like that. Because he was an emerging junior player, his value has skyrocketed.
Sure, and I do agree with what you say. The Roosters have done a lot for Latrell. But just think about this. The end of this season, his contract runs out. They sit down with Latrell and say, not only will you be a 21-year-old paid $1 million to play rugby league, but you can become the next Indigenous icon for this team. You can carry the torch for GI and everything. You don't think he would think about that option?
Oh, he'd think about it. He'd also be the only centre three-quarter in the game being paid anywhere near that amount of money.
I mean, he would just be breaking down so many firsts, but the centre, the youngest, I mean, it would be a huge signing for the Rabbits, and I think Roosters fans should genuinely be shaking in their boots about this, right?
Oh, look, I'm loving it. When they were pumping the Tigers last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, I should say, they were absolutely over the moon about his outstanding 26-point performance and equally terrified by the fact that he might be going to the Rabbits. It's beautiful.
I was working at the Roosters and I went, wow, that Latrell, what an impressive player. How old is he? And one guy went, 21. I went, wow, he's young and talented. And he went, yeah. He was a bit depressed about it. Listen, let's talk about some more winners here. Just to let that sit with you, rugby league fans, because there is a potential that Latrell Mitchell could become the icon for Rabbits. I hope the Rabbits fans are excited by this, but let's talk about some more winners. Swans, next Friday night, playing Collingwood. Here is your chance, again, to win another double pass to Swans Collingwood next Friday night. If you call us up, 133353, and talk to the handsome producer Lachlan, he'll give you a double pass. The Pies are back in town next Friday for the classic Marn-Grook clash at the SCG. Swans v Collingwood next Friday, May 24. Tickets from Ticket Tech, 133353. Call us now for a double pass.
Hopefully Dell is fed and watered, and we catch up with him next weekend. Legends, Triple M.
Put your feet up on the dash, recline the seat, and let these guys take the wheel, metaphorically.
Obviously.
Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. We're fans, but we're very, very keen to hear from experts, and we've got them up the wazoo, Rose. So if you're in the area, drop down to Bankstown RSL now, because you'll catch from 12 p.m. Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires, Emma Lawrence, and Wendell Saylor on the Saturday Triple M NRL show.
I'm hearing a rumour of political royalty there as well. Might call in during the show. Very exciting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
Now, I incorrectly described him as a dreamer earlier. Apparently, you don't dream, you just deliver. Is that right, Wendell Saylor?
Yeah, that's right, guys. I always deliver.
Thanks for calling, Dell. That's great.
That's good. I've been listening to you guys. Loving your morning show. Well done, guys.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it, mate. Now, look, you've got a packed show. Who's on today?
Oh, it's a really good show. Obviously, with the Jack DeBallon stuff going through this week, there's been a lot of talk about that. So the RLPA CEO, Ian Prendergast, he's on. That man, Anthony Seibold from the Broncos. Yeah, the Broncos.
Yeah, what a win.
Yeah, so there's a couple of guests. It's going to be a borathon, but Ryan Girdler's going to announce his New South Wales team. How boring. Everyone's fit and ready to go. The only player who isn't fit and ready to go is probably James Roberts, but actually that's form, so it's not fitness. So that'll be boring. I'll talk about my Queensland team. I don't know. We mightn't be able to find any players. We've got some injuries at the moment.
True.
I mean, you know, I don't want you to give away too much of what you're going to reveal after 12, Wendell. The hooker situation? Would you go Ben Hunt?
Look, I'm not going to give that away too easy, but I think you guys know. No, but I'll tell you. I've said it for the last couple of weeks. For me, Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt's the man there. That's the player that I'd pick. I think that's his best position in that representative scene, either 9 or 14, not so much in the halves.
Mate, put it on the rumour mill. Wendell Saylor, it's Rose here. Speaking of rumours, overnight we've been rocked with the talk that Manly could potentially be sold by the Penn family. I got to ask you, if you bought Manly, where would you take him?
Oh, you'd have to keep him there, but you'd have to get some. You'd have to get some funding. I think they deserve. Like Brookvale for me, or what's it called now? It's called
Lottoland.
Lottoland. But I think Manly, you have to keep them there. As a kid, I was a Manly fan. Dale Shearer was one of my heroes, Michael O'Connor and that, so I'd hate to see Manly relocated.
Michael O'Connor was on The Fan with Vossi recently on Fox League.
How good was it?
I mean, you talk about players, they often sort of say the likes of Bradley Clyde are underappreciated. How underappreciated is Michael O'Connor?
Oh, you know, he is because, you know, they had so many great players at Manly and obviously for New South Wales, but I've known Michael even when I've, as in my retirement, I play a lot of golf. He's a great golfer. He plays off 6 or 7, and you won't meet a more humble bloke. So I love Snoz, champion fella, and silky footwork, wonderful agility.
And long-term Queenslander, it has to be said.
Yeah, he's been up there at Noosa for a while now. So I saw him a couple of months ago. I was up there playing golf. Shocked me. I was on a golf course. And, of course, this bloke walks over and I had a look, and he goes, Dale, and it was Michael O'Connor, absolute champion bloke.
Now, of course, you're at Bankstown RSL, and we all love a good RE. What is the menu looking like out there, and what's the atmosphere?
Oh, the atmosphere is good. It's building up here. Obviously, Maroon's just walked in. Obviously, he's on another rort. It's all about him. But the team's ready to go here. But Bankstown RSL, they do a really good job, and I'm looking at some of the food specials here. I don't know, I might have a bit of fried rice later, but I'm on a diet at the moment because this winter season, I can get very voluptuous. So looking forward to it. Nice pizzas here, so should be a good afternoon. Come and say hi. Come and get a photo with me if you want to. I love photos.
Oh, nice.
Gerds is here, one of the sexiest men ever to play the league. But Emma Lawrence and Tony Squires, they'll be here too, doing a good job.
Wendell, we like to call you guys the dream team. We're excited to hear you out at Bakestown RSL today. And also, spare a thought for us Doggies fans like myself on a day like today, yeah?
Yeah, no sympathy for you guys, but Doggy supporters here. I remember in 1998 grand final, we whipped the Dogs. They were winning at half time, but, you know, it's an 80-minute game.
That's true. Thanks for reminding me.
But, hey, boys, I've got to say, too, speaking of the Dogs, I launched Legends of League this week. It's going to Newcastle. The last couple of years, the Dogs have gone back-to-back.
That's right.
Mate, you've had some really good players there. Brent Sherwin, obviously Willie Mason, Marco Mealy. You need a few of those players back. So the Legends of League has been moved to Newcastle. So well done. Penrith have been put in. Manly have been flicked from the Legends of League. So it should be good.
Love it. I'll be there.
Let's be honest, Del. The Bulldogs have got to try and win something.
Hey, come on now.
I'll tell you what. It's a pretty good Bulldog side. And Willie Mason's getting really cocky. So they're going for three in a row. But I think the Panthers are going to be the team to beat in front of Newcastle this year.
Thanks very much, Del. Have a fantastic show. And you'll catch all the team from midday down at Bankstown RSL. Thank you, Wendell Saylor.
Anytime, guys. Love your work.
Thanks, Del.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
It's the show that may contain traces of nuts.
Completely nuts.
Have an EpiPen handy. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
You're on the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. We are all about Sydney sport, Rose. And one of the things we're going to do over this year is track the progress of the great Sydney teams, the high-profile ones, but maybe the local ones, and we'll get people involved and letting know who you think is the Sydney team of the year.
Oh, we could do like a team of the month and at the end of the year go, your Sydney team of the year, and I already have a contender.
Yes, we do have a contender, don't we?
Oh, mate, this is such an exciting weekend for me every year when Sydney FC, my beloved boys in blue, make the grand final. And tomorrow night over in Perth in the Dish Liquor Bowl, Sydney FC versus Perth Glory for the A-League title.
Optus Stadium.
Oh, whatever it's called. Very excited, though, to, you know, do all these, do this kind of grand final, because this really is the old generation versus the new generation. Perth Glory, the final champions of the NSL League before the A-League was created.
Oh, okay.
And now this is their chance to win a title. The only team that survived the change to the A-League. And now Sydney FC, the new dominant force in Australian football. It's very exciting to see these two teams face off.
And we've got on the line from Sydney FC, attacking midfielder Danny De Silva. Danny, how's it going?
Hey, mate. How you going? Going good.
Danny, it's so good to talk to you the day before a grand final over in Perth. Mate, I want to start by talking about your history with Perth this year, Perth being a huge force in the A-League all year, but you're one of the only teams that seem to have the formula to beat a team like Perth. What is it about that matchup that makes you guys confident to win a game against them?
I don't know. I guess, obviously, they've had a fantastic season, and I think this year, you know, all the big games that we've played against the top teams, you know, we've really got up for the challenge. And, you know, maybe we've just put in that extra 10% and to get us over the line and get us that victory. So, you know, I think this team is obviously shows a lot of culture and strength in those games. And, you know, I think we're really always just ready for the challenge.
I like to hear that, always ready for the challenge. A big thing about last week, I always complain about how Sydney FC have to beat Melbourne Victory to win a title in this league. And last week's game, there was the talk of, is it Honda's last game with Melbourne Victory or is it Bross' last game with Sydney FC? And as we know, this grand final tomorrow will be Bross' last game as captain playing for Sydney FC. What does he bring to the team and what are you going to miss when he leaves?
Yeah, look, obviously, I've only played with him this season, but, you know, from what I've seen, he's a fantastic captain, a fantastic leader, and especially on the field, you know, the way he presses and the quality that he brings to the field, you know, yeah, it's fantastic, and, you know, gets all the rest of the boys, you know, ready, and, you know, obviously he's playing at the front, so everyone behind him when he goes, you know, we're all supporting and we're all pressing, and, yeah, you know, I think he's just a fantastic leader on the field, and, you know, he just gets everybody wants to just work hard and do those things.
Danny, everyone talks about their football journey. Yours, of course, in the A-League started with Perth Glory. So you're coming up against your old club. How much sweeter does it make the victory when you secure it?
Yeah. Obviously, it's my first club. Obviously, Perth is my home, but at the moment now, Sydney is my team. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting this victory. And, yeah, you know, definitely all the focus is on beating them and, you know, by as many goals as possible as well. So, yeah, of course, it'll be nice to play in front of the family and the friends of Perth. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the occasion.
Danny, it's going to be exciting to see you in the grand final wearing the baby blue, the sky blue. But you might cop it from this crowd over in Perth at Optus Stadium. They're talking upwards of 50,000 people at this game. I'm hearing rumours that it might already be sold out or close to it. So anyone who wants to get along to that game, get involved. This is going to be a huge crowd for a grand final. Does that affect you in a grand final playing against your old team, against, you know, with your family watching and everything? Or do you just block that out and win us a title?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I think when it's 50,000 plus, you can't hear anything anyway. So I think you'd just be, it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere to play in. And, you know, that's what football's all about, you know, playing in games like this and in atmospheres like that. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic time and, you know, a really great night. And, yeah, for sure, hopefully we can come away with a victory. And if people are yelling at me, I'm sure I won't be able to hear it anyway. I've got all the noise.
Not over the sound of all the goals we're going to score.
Yeah, that's it.
And that generates lots of pretty lights, I think, at that new state-of-the-art stadium.
Yeah.
And let's face it, Danny. I mean, they generally, the glory plays out at NIB, so this is like a neutral venue as far as it's almost like a home game for you guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, to be honest, it's not. It's the fans maybe more for them, but, you know, as far as the setting goes, it's yeah, I guess it is a neutral game because they'll be a little bit unfamiliar with it as well. So, yeah, you know, I guess it's a little bit of an advantage for us, sure.
Danny De Silva, Sydney SC, we're so excited to see you guys in the grand final tomorrow. All the best for the game. I'll be on my couch watching with my father and my nephew, Matthew. That is three generations of our family in the baby blue watching the team. Get us a win, Danny.
Awesome. We will do, mate. Cheers.
Thank you, brother.
Go FC. Thanks very much, Danny De Silva. Coming up next, we want to bring you up with all the things you might have missed in the world of sport. That's why we called it What Did I Miss?
Well said.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
It's the radio equivalent of chowing down on a bacon and egg roll at your kids' under six soccer. Ah. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. It's been an iconic few days, the loss of the great Prime Minister Bob Hawke.
Mm.
Big decisions in football, be it rugby union, rugby league. It's so easy not to catch up on everything in sport, Rose. That's why we have...
Wait, what?
What did I miss?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah, the basketballer.
Philadelphia 76ers. Has committed to play in the World Cup, which means he'll be in Australia for the Melbourne warm-up games against the USA, which you and I are not going to.
Oh, I'm so excited, though.
Here's his laconic way of announcing it.
Also like to announce that I am going to be a boomer for the upcoming events, so stay tuned.
That is huge news that Ben Simmons, I mean, that's a big chance for us in the Olympics next year. Very exciting news. Here's some news that you might have missed but won't be surprised about. Nick Kyrgios is being a buffhead again. In the tennis, he got cranky at the Italian Open, threw a bunch of chairs and then just walked off the field. I think because he was losing. I mean, he's a child. Grow up.
Was that a problem with that?
What do you mean there was a problem with that? Yeah, he got warned and everything. He's not helping someone with their car broken down. He's throwing chairs at a tennis game. He's an idiot.
He also said in a podcast this week, if Djokovic can't beat him, he could never be considered the greatest of all time.
Oh, so self-deprecating. What a great guy. Who cares?
The Anderson family from Brisbane were in full effect at Magic Round last weekend. They are huge Roosters fans, so much so that they have named their three children Fitzy, Bondi and Hastings after the great Kevin Hastings.
How can you call a child Bondi? Can you imagine what he's going to get at school? That's so rough.
Nick Politis was so impressed he invited him down to the game last night at Suncorp. It didn't go well. Rose, what would you call your children?
Well, if I had three kids, I'd go with Canterbury, Bankstown and Belmore. Go to your rooms, Belmore. Go to your room, Belmore.
No sprouts for you.
Some sad news this week. We lost two entertainers in the sports world. Ashley Massaro, the former women's wrestler from WWE, passed away this week. And to all my skateboarding fans out there, a very prolific professional skateboarder, Ben Ramers, passed away this week.
That's no good at all.
No, it's no good. We'll miss them both.
Former Manly and South great Spud Carroll texted Brad Arthur after the Eels' decimation against the Storm and said simply, send your forwards to me. So they all turned up at Spud's gym down there in Crown Street last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Spud said to each player, how many head hits do you want between 3 and 5? Junior Paulo said, I want more.
Would you like 3 or 5? And he answered with, yes. guys, you know, there's been some really exciting news in the media this week. So, you know, we love it when sports stars get involved in commercials. And cricket icon Virat Kohli has told us all how to deal with pimples.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You're all set for tonight.
Ooh, am I?
When the dawn red buzz, Virat says so. But before you step out, tip road.
That pimple's gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
Style,
this is my new favorite song, Virat Kohli with the pimples gotta go song, Chris.
Richard Pant is in that ad as well. He can't wait to get married, so can then he be the pants.
Well, I mean, that's an iconic ad for Virat Kohli. It's no, like, Lowe's ad, though. The Lowe's ad. Oh, thank you. All things Manly must go.
At Lowe's.
We'll throw in a free Des Hasler for you. Thanks, boys.
So listen, Rose, vote one Virat Kohli, vote one Sydney FC, but above all, vote one Rugby League. You will not go wrong on this federal election day.
Come on, you boys in blue!
The Weekend Legends on Triple M.